Thank you for coming and being part of our study today. We are studying the millennium reign, or it can be classified as the thousand year reign of the Messiah and his people. Now remember, from our last study, last week, we found out that this thousand-year reign will come after the Battle of Armageddon. And we talked about the Battle of Armageddon and we found that all the world comes up against Jerusalem. And they ravaged the place. We found that in Zechariah 14. And they kill the people and all that. And then Yahweh says that he will fight the battle. That he rises up his army. He fights against them that come against Jerusalem. Okay. Then we found out that after the battle, or during the battle, that Yahweh comes with his army from heaven, dressed in white. He has a sword and not a bow. He has many crowns, and that was given a crown. And his garments are stained with blood. And the name that he has is written across him is the Word of Elohim, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So he has come to take over and run the planet. So, what we find is that as we study this, as we look at this, we will see some, as some might call it, strange things going on. And they might be strange. And I guess we can say, strange to who? It can't be strange to Yahweh, but it is strange to someone. Okay, when they fight against him, he says that he sends the plagues on them, and the birds and comes to eat up the bodies of the wicked. The wicked army. Now, some think that when he comes back, that he's wiping out the whole planet and wiping out everybody on the earth. No, he is not coming to wipe out everything on the earth. And some people teach that Satan will wander on the earth and look at all his destruction. No, Satan is cast into the bottomless pit. The earth is not the bottomless pit. Okay? Even though others might try to make you believe that. And it says that the earth was destroyed and looked like, you know, desolation. So people classify it as a bottomless pit. No. More assumption of European pagan nonsense. Okay. So, what do we actually have happening here? We find out that as he goes forth to fight the battle, when he fights the battle, he sends a plague, as we mentioned, and he says that the people turn on each other. Nations fight against each other and kill off each other. The birds come and eat their bodies. We're going to go into more details. We'll go into that. We also found out that at the end of the battle, when all the people are dead, that he takes the prophet, the false prophet, and the beast, and he throws them two alive into the lake of fire. Now, Satan is not thrown into the lake of fire at that point. He's chained by another angel, and that he is placed in a bottomless pit. Now, we don't know where the bottomless pit is, but we know it can't be the earth for a few reasons. first reason is that we're going to live and reign with the Messiah on the earth. He says that, and we're going to see that. So Satan ain't walking around here while we're reigning on the earth. So that's number one. Now, people would like for you to believe that, you know, the people are going to go to heaven, okay, and they're going to be eating milk and honey. And if you look at their pictures, you see white angels with white people, with a white God, with a white Jesus, and all of them, you know, enjoying themselves. Now, the black people, obviously, who are saved, are saved and making, and in the kitchen making the milk and honey for the white God, the white Jesus, for the white angels, and for the white saved people. So they were saying, you know, hey, that's just the way it's going to be, and, you know, many religions teach that. And subliminally, they teach that to you, because if you look at the pictures, that's what they all say. Okay, so think about it. Okay, the next thing that we want to look at is after the 1,000-year reign is up. What happens? Okay. Now, Yahweh uses a calendar. We talked about a calendar before. Now, we've talked about that today we use the Gregorian calendar, or people would like to use the Jewish calendar, the European pagan Jewish calendar from Babylon and the Talmud and all of their Babylonian custom ways. Okay. But we want to try to understand how Yahweh uses certain things. Okay? Now, how does he use different things? That's our goal to understand. He uses seven all the time. 7 days of the week. Every seventh year, you're supposed to let the land rest, so that it can recover, and then it'll produce better crops for you, or it had a chance to rest. We are to rest every, after working 6 days, we should rest on the Sabbath, not on Sunday, the first day of the week, as the European pagan Christians would have you to believe. But that's their paganism, so, you know, their sun worship. That's why they would have you worship the first day of the week, the day of the sun. That's why it's called Sunday. Okay. Now, he also uses seven when he talks about from the wave sheaf, which is offered up during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and you count seven Sabbaths. So, seven Sabbaths, a Sabbath is 7 days, so you count seven Sabbaths, and so that gives you 49 days. So you have, again, seven. You have seven times seven. There it is. He's using seven all the time. And then you come up with the 49th day, and then the 50th day, the day following, is called Pentecost. Now, we know on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts that Yahweh poured out his spirit upon his people. And they were able to prophesy, and they were able to teach. Okay? Then what we find again is seven. We talk about the Jubilee. The Jubilee is, again, you count seven sabbaticals. It's always interesting of how Yahweh is using Sabbath and sabbaticals and sabbatical millennium reign. And the European pagans just throw out Sabbath, and they call it the Jewish Sabbath, or they call it the commandments of Moses. You know, it has nothing to do with Moses. Moses, they make up no commandments. And there's nothing about a Jewish Sabbath, because the Jews don't own anything. And the ones that we call Jews today, European Jews, and they don't have nothing to do with the Old Testament teachers or people. Okay? Because they were African Hebrews. These were black Africans who were the ancients who wrote the Bible. even though they might want you to believe other things. Okay, so with knowing this, on the Jubilee, you would count seven sabbaticals. What is a sabbatical? A sabbatical is 7 years. We mentioned that earlier, that you would let the land rest for 7 years. So you let the land rest for seven sabbaticals, okay? And so if you count seven times seven, again, seven sabbaticals, seven Sabbaths, seven times seven is 49. So you come up with a 49th year. And then on the 50th year, the year following, is what we call the Jubilee, just like in Pentecost. Interesting. So we can see these patterns here, that you have your seven-day cycle, and then he converts a Sabbath, a day, to a year. And so you have seven what? You have seven sabbaticals, or seven Sabbaths. For every seventh year, you let the land rest on the sabbatical. It's like you rest your body and mind on the seventh day Sabbath. So we see that parallel, a day for a year. Then when we come to Pentecost and we come to Jubilee, we see again a day for a year correlation. 49 years, and then the 50th is the Jubilee, 49 days after the wave sheaf, and then is Pentecost. So we can see clearly of how Yahweh uses seven for all of his things. Very specific. Now, seven stands for completion. So that's why when you finish the seventh day, then the cycle starts over. Okay, so if we have that, then is there, can we make the parallel? Can we make the leap? Can we see where the scriptures tell us clearly that we're not just talking about 7 day Sabbath and we rest, 7 years, 6 years you work the land, and then the land must rest on the seventh. And now, do we have this in thousands, in millenniums? Do we have 6,000 years of the reign of sin, of redemption of humans? And then on the seventh millennium, we rest with Yahweh for 1,000 years, reigning and ruling over the planet. Okay, that's what I believe. That's what I teach. So, question, is that biblical? Okay, let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Let's read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. And it says, but beloved, be not ignorant. What? Be not what? Ignorant. So you should know this. You be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day is with Yahweh as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. So, he's letting us know that yes, the parallel, Emmanuel, that you're making for the 1,000 year of 6 days of creation, and then he says for man, he created man on the sixth day, and then he says for him to rest on the seventh day. Yes. We have 6,000 years of creation, of recreating humans and recreating us. And then during the sixth day, when he created Adam perfect, he will perfect 144,000 in his last years in the 6,000 year reign of sin. Then when that ends, then it says that the Sabbath is the day that Yahweh sanctified it. And Yahweh rested on it. So Yahweh will rest from his labor of redeeming man after 6,000 years of sin. And the last 1,000 years will be our sabbatical millennium. That's heavy. Well, let's take a break now. Let's hear from our sponsors. We want to make sure that you're that we might be able to hear from you. Thank you.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this study. We're trying to get some definitions here and trying to get some clarity on a few things here. We were able to establish the fact that Yahweh works in Sabbath. And so there's 7 days, 7 day Sabbath. And then he said that he rested. He did not set the Sabbath aside for some European Jews, okay, or some Hebrews or whatever. No, he set it aside. He gave the Sabbath to Adam and Eve, the human race. And that's when he said he rested on that day with his people. Okay. Next, we like to, he's going to rest during the 7,000 year reign when sin will no longer be around. That we'll live and reign with the Messiah for 1,000 years during the 7,000 year period. Okay, now we would like to also look at understanding how this 7,000 year plan works. Now, always remember that when we're talking about numbers and we're making calculations, we're usually we have a percentage off, 5% off. We throw that in a calculation. We're saying plus or minus 5%. Okay? So when I come up with these calculations, or as we talk about the 6,000 year reign, we're off. We could be off by 5%, okay, with these numbers, okay? We don't know when exactly Adam and Eve were created. We don't know exactly when Adam and Eve were, when how long they were in the garden. We don't know exactly how, at what year Adam and Eve fell. We will do some calculations and come up with an approximate date or time frame. Okay, it's not exact, so don't even act like it is. Like I said, it's not exact. This is not an exact science. This is an understanding of what of the data that we are given in the scriptures from the ancients. So when people calculate the genealogies and you run through, okay, when Adam was created, 900 so-and-so, he had so-and-so, and it gives you all of this, and it goes with Moses, and it goes with Noah, and, it just goes on and on and on and on, all right, until we get to the Messiah and so forth. So they say, okay, they say, and I think I tend to agree with them, but like I said, this is not exact, so don't hold it there. That they have been able to come up with the fall of Adam and Eve and this sinful condition we find ourselves started around 4004 BC. Now, that's, really awkward that they come up with an exact, 04, really. But that's what they did. Okay, so this is what we're going by, using that numbers from the Europeans again, they calculate all this stuff. So anyway, we do our own calculations also. Trust them. Because they're pagans. Okay, so when we look at this, we saw that according to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, it says one day is with Yahweh as 1,000 years. So we made the 1,000 year day application. So now, so that means 6,000 years, 6 days man was created. In the 6 day man was created, and all creation was created during that time frame. So this is the plan of redemption, of recreating humans, okay, and recreating the world into his image. So that's redemption plan went into effect when Adam and Eve sinned. Otherwise, they would not exist and without the mercy of Yahweh and the grace. So grace and mercy, the grace of Yahweh existed at the time of Adam and Eve's fall. Grace is not a New Testament doctrine. Okay, it did not come into existence with the New Testament. and the Spirit dwelling in us. He dwelt in Adam and Eve because they were perfect. So His Spirit dwelt in us from the beginning of time. So this indwelling of the Holy Spirit living in us is not a New Testament doctrine. See, the Gentiles are trying to collapse on all the scriptures and making it all apply to their white supremacist viewpoint. But it does not. Okay? It does have nothing to do with that. That's why they have the Bible Belt. And the Bible Belt, you know, is synonymous with racism. Okay? It's synonymous with slavery. The Bible. And that's where we have the religious right. The religious right. Really? So all of these things all tied together. So for 6,000 years remaining, sin is being dealt with, and the last 1,000 years, it isn't. So if we use the 4004 BC, okay, we're just using a number. Remember that 5% error. Remember that it's not 4004, but that's the numbers we're using at this point because we don't have a better one at the moment. And if someone come up with a better one and help me see it, I'll use that one. No problem. So, if we count from 4004 BC to 3004 BC to 2004 BC, each year is 1,000 years. It's millennia. To 1004 BC, and then we come to 4 BC where people claim that the Messiah was born, which we don't know all of that stuff, but that's what they claim. Okay. Which is fine, okay? So, at that point, we have 4,000 years that have passed, okay? BC, you're counting from the year 4,000 BC to 3,000 BC to 2,000 BC, 1,000 BC to 0 BC. That period is 1,000 years of each one. So, we're talking about 4,000 years. You subtract 4 from 4004, you get 4,000. So we have 4,000 years reign in the BC period, before Christ, as some would say. Then you have, after that, you have your common era, or AD, after his death. So now if we start off with 4 BC to 1004 BC, that's 1,000 years. So that's what's 4,000, and that's 5,000 years. And then our 6,000 year would be right around 2004 AD. So we live today in 2015, and we're talking about 9 years ago, we reached the point of 2004. So we know nothing happened in 2004. Wasn't the end of the world. Yeshua did not come back. The 1,000-year reign did not start. Okay? We have all of that data and information. And around that time, people were worrying that this would, you know, happen and so forth. Okay? As we moved into the year 2000. Okay? So now what we're talking about is now... Okay, remember we said that there was a 5% error, right? Okay, so now if you take a 5% error of over 6,000 years, because that's what we're dealing with, over 6,000 years, if you look at the 5% error, you have 300 years. So it's a 300-year gap between, it could be in between that time frame. So we have 300 years to play with, okay, before we reach the 6,000-year reign of sin ending. Okay, so that's how this calculations and mathematics work. So, now if you listen to the European Jews tell you that they believe that we are not in the year 6000 at 2004, but today in 2015, they believe we're at 5,775 years. This is according to the European Jewish tradition. Of time, how they're calculating time with the Talmud and with the Babylonian teachings and all of that corrupt stuff. So, anyway, as we move forward, if you subtract from 6,000 years, there's 5,775, you get 225 years left for the reign of sin on earth. Now, I told you it could be up to 300 years because that's the 5%. And so theirs not bad. Theirs is 225. Theirs is lower than the 300 years of inaccuracy that we calculate when we make these calculations. So that's not bad. But myself, I believe that we're closer to the time of the end than the European Jewish calendar would like us to be. I don't think we have another 225 years. I don't think we have another 300 years. But according to my calculations, those are the numbers that you have to play with. So I believe that we're closer. I cannot say when, how long, what year, because these are what the calculations tell me. So now that we have a general idea that we're in the last days of time, somewhere between 2004 to 2304, or as the European Jews would have it, you cut 75 years back from that. Okay? So these are the numbers that we're fooling with. So I don't know if we're planning to see Yahweh come. I think that we would see Yahweh come in our lifetime, but we might not. But that doesn't mean that we're not supposed to study to show ourselves approved unto Yahweh, a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, let's take another break and hear from our sponsor.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
I wanna be phenomenal for you, Lord. I wanna
for being part of our work here. We're glad that we're having this opportunity to get together and share what thus saith Yahweh is saying. So far, excuse me. So far, we were able to establish this time frame of 6,000 years of sin and this 1,000 year reign with the Messiah. We were able to see that we're not talking about today. That 2015, that the world is coming to an end. We have no clue of when that is. We have a time frame of an era of 6,000 years, reign of sin. But we don't know when that time really began. Okay, we use the 4,000 and 4004 BC as our starting time frame, and we ended up within this 6,000 year at 2004 AD, and we saw that nothing happened and that this wasn't the end of the world. So the 1,000 year reign did not begin yet. So our sabbatical millennium, 1,000 year reign, had not begun. And so we would like to go through some details of how that would actually happen. What is the 1,000 year reign? Okay. So far, we have looked at Revelation chapter 20. And we're going to spend most of our time in the book of Revelation and in chapter 20. That's going to fill in a lot of information for us. So let's turn in. Revelation chapter 20. We like to start at verse number 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is called the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. So we see that Satan is bound for how long? 1,000 years. Excuse me. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more. How long? Till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose for a due season. So we see here that Yahweh is going to take Lucifer, that old serpent, the devil, and he's going to be bound for 1,000 years. And he's going to be set a seal upon him, and he will not be able to deceive the nations anymore. Now, remember, in the bottomless, in the lake of fire, chapter 19, we saw that the beast and the false prophet is thrown in the lake of fire. Satan is not thrown in the lake of fire. He is at this time 1,000 years in the bottomless pit. They're in different locations. Now, it's interesting that when we read in Daniel, I think chapter 7, it mentions that the other beasts, the United States beast, the Great Britain beast, the Asian, Middle Eastern beast, those three beasts would come back on the stage of action and for a season. And this is during the season when Satan is loosed. That's how I would see it. And it makes it crystal clear in Daniel chapter 7 that the beasts would never come back. Because then, and we found out he didn't explain why, but now when we read in chapter 19, we understand why only three of the four beasts come back in Daniel chapter 7. The fourth beast is thrown into the lake of fire, so it can't come back for a season and for a time. Okay? So, let's look at this. Okay. So what do we see here? An angel comes down with the great chain, binds Satan for 1,000 years, casts him into the bottomless pit. He cannot deceive the nations no more until the 1,000-year reign is over. Who shall reign? And we talked about this before. These are the questions that always come up that, you know, that are challenging to people. Who will reign? Well, let's look in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. All right, Jeremiah chapter 23. We're going to look at verse number 5 and 6. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5 and 6. Behold, the day come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise upon David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper. Doesn't that sound like a 1,000-year reign? Okay. And shall execute judgment and justice. Where? In heaven. No, it didn't say that. In the sky. No, it didn't say that. It says in the earth. In his day, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. So see, we're going to be able to dwell safely, finally. And we'll be saved. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yahweh. Our righteousness. So there it is. What did he say he's going to do? I will raise up to David a branch of righteousness. So who was righteous in David's lineage? Not Solomon, even though he was the wisest man to reign on the earth. It was Yeshua. A king shall reign and prosper. So when he came to earth, he did not come as a king the first time. But he promises to come back the second time as a king. He came the first time as a lamb to be slaughtered for our sins. What else happens? And execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. That's what he's going to do. All of this in the earth. So if you read through the Old Testament scriptures, which the European pagan Christians tell you not to, or discourages you to, or does not encourage you to, except you read their Sunday and Sabbath school lesson. Okay? You should be given points for, you know, reading your Bible every day. Not given points for reading your Sabbath school or Sunday school lesson every day. Just a thought. In his day, who's that? In his day, Judah shall be saved in the day that Yahweh will reign, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, Yahweh our righteousness. We shall sit in his throne. Okay, now let's turn to Revelation. And we're going to look at chapter 3. And we would like to look at verse number 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. What are we going to be able to do? Sit with Yeshua where? In his throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. So we are not getting to heaven on flowery beds of ease while others fought to win the fight and sail the bloody sea. No, there's a cross for you and there's a cross for me. Amen. So Yeshua had to struggle and fight and deal with these people who wanted to stone him and kill him and all of these different things. And they did crucify him and so forth. Even though he did no injury to anyone, he just was righteous. So the time is coming. I was reading in this, reading from the Forbidden Books again, you know, the Pseudo Progressive. And it was just saying that the Joseph, when he met his ex, when his wife saw him before she was going to marry him, she had no good thoughts of Joseph. But when she saw him, she said that she saw that he was connected to Yah. He was like a light shining in darkness. He was it. And so she was able to say that, hey, this is the man I should marry. He is connected to Yahweh. He has the wisdom of Yahweh. Yahweh talks to him. Yahweh reveals things to him. And he is saving Israel. He is saving Egypt and all the world at that point who was connected. And they will come up to Egypt so that they can eat through the famine. So, this is what will happen. They will see the 144,000. They will see the people who are connected to Yahweh. And it says, to him who overcometh. It didn't say, to him who said, Jesus. It didn't say that. It didn't say that, hey, I believe in Jesus. It didn't say that. It makes it crystal clear to him who overcomes what? Himself. Because self is our greatest enemy. He who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. Sit where? Sit with Yahweh in his throne. Sit with Yeshua in his throne. As I also overcame and sat down in my Father's throne. So if we're going to sit down with him on his throne, where he sat down on his Father's throne, we have to be overcomers. Okay? We cannot let the world run us and run our lives. So think about that. Because we have to get our last commercial in for the people.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Thank you for coming back to be a part of this study. We just went through one area that had to do with a sitting on the throne, provided we are overcomers, as Yeshua was an overcomer. We're not overcomers, you're not getting in. Okay, let's turn back to Revelation chapter 20. We want to look at verse number 4. Revelation chapter 20. And look at verse number 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them. Judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yeshua, and for the word of Elohim, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with the Messiah 1,000 years. Now, this is Interesting. We just said we have to be overcomers. Okay, now how do we become overcomers? Who will sit on the throne? With him. We read that, and I saw a throne, right? And them that sat on them. Okay, so we just read that the overcomers are going to be the ones who are going to sit on the throne. Okay, what are they going to overcome? And judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yeshua and for the word of Elohim. Okay? So we see here, clear as day, the ones that are overcomers and that sit with him on the throne, excuse me, is those that go through the time of trouble. All right? So you can't be raptured out of here if you're going to be an overcomer. Because the testing, you haven't been tested yet. The test hasn't come to you yet. And you, the test of being a witness for Yeshua and for the word of Elohim. And you will most likely get your head cut off. Wow. See, that's the test. The test isn't that you go to church. Now, some people think that they go to church, hey, that's all they. That's a joke. You go into church so that you can feed your ego. So you can feed your live in your rose color glasses. As an example. Now, do you think that the Bible Belt, when they came over here, quote unquote, the Puritans, when they were all thrown out of jail, okay, they were in jail because they had revolted against the Pope, and they were placed over here in America to make a new way of living without, you know, the Catholic Church running their lives, or any church running their lives. So what do we have here? We have a place where, which we call the Bible Belt. We write the Constitution and we put in our money in God we trust. Now, these people in the Bible Belt, you would expect that they believe the Bible, or at least that they read the thing. Okay? So they were the ones who were the advocacy of massacring the Native Americans, all these Americans, North and South, and then taking over Africa and enslaving a group of people of Black Hebrews and bringing them to the Americas and into the African diaspora. Jamaica, Trinidad, Haiti, St. Thomas, and, you know, and so forth. So, these people, do you think that they're going to go to heaven, as people would like them to believe? Do you think that they were standing up for witness of Yahweh? No, obviously not. But they thought they were. It's they lived in rose-colored glasses. And they would use the KKK to enforce their white supremacist viewpoints on any African-American or African that got out of line. And so Native Americans are wiped out. So this is what we are today. We are in the same mentality today with rose-colored glasses on, thinking that we're saved and lost as we can be. That is what the Protestants and Catholic churches and all of these different churches are all about. They're making merchandise of your soul. They say they're running a business, and so to run the business, they need money, and they just use you up. So this is what we're talking about. So these are the people who have to suffer for his name's sake. These are the overcomers. These are the only ones that are going to enter into the, as they say, into the kingdom. They're the only ones that's going to be sitting on the throne and reigning with him on the earth, not in heaven. And you might not like that, but let's check out the scriptures. Okay, who shall live and reign? You tell me. We just read, who shall live and reign? Those who have not worshipped the beast. Okay, do you worship the beast? Do you know who the beast is? Do you know which beast is talking about? Or his image? Do you worship the image of the beast? Do you even know who the image of the beast is? Yes, you probably are worshiping the beast and his image. And you caught up in it because it's all nothing but European pagan Christianity. This whole gamut. And had not received his mark on their forehead. Have you received the European pagan Christian mark in your mind? To believe in white supremacy. To believe that the heaven is full of white angels, white Jesus, white Christ, and white people. And we're the blacks, the people of color, who are the majority on the planet. Interesting. Have you received that mark, that brainwashing? In your forehead. Do you reflect this world? Do you reflect the covenant? Do you reflect your church officials? Do you reflect all of this nonsense? Now, you should know that we're in the belly of the beast. Then which beast are we talking about? There's many beasts. In Daniel 7 and in Daniel 13, there's a beast that's lion with eagle's wing, a bear, leopard with four heads and four wings, and a terrible beast. That's Daniel 7. We come to Revelation. You got the beast from the bottomless pit. You got the beast that the woman is riding. You got the beast that's a collaboration of all the four beasts in Daniel 7. And then you got the image of the beast. You got the false prophet. And which beast is over there? What beast are you in the belly of? Because we are in the belly of the beast, baby. We're in the belly of one of these beasts. Get and know that. And that your mind, you know, when you're in the belly of the beast, you are consumed, you know, any food that goes in, and you're just food, you just go into the belly. Then you have the uric acid that comes up and what? And dissolves. So we're being dissolved and being part of the beast and his problem and giving him his blood flow and his nutrition. That's what we are. That's what we are. Just as Hitler, at the time of the Nazis massacring the European Jews, it's like in America that the Americans massacred the Native Americans and enslaved and massacred the Black Africans. And they all thought that they were doing right. They all believed in the system. Is that what you do? Is that what we believe? We believe in the system that the church has told us to believe. Wow. What's next? Okay? Have we received a mark in our foreheads and our brains that we've been brainwashed? Are we socially being socially engineered? Or have we received the mark in our hand? Every transaction that we make. Do we live in a cashless society? And they lived and reigned with the Messiah for 1,000 years. So those, you have to go through a test. You just don't get to heaven on flowery beds of ease while others fought and sailed the bloody seas. No, there's a cross for you, and there's a cross for me. Amen. That's what we're dealing with, my brothers and sisters. Now, who is blessed and holy? Okay, so he says he brought these other people from the grave, right? And they lived and reigned with him 1,000 years. Notice verse 5 and 6. But the rest of the dead live not again till the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So those that come up at Yeshua's first coming, that are raised from the grave, they wasn't in heaven, because then how would they get to go to the grave and then come back? Okay, so they couldn't have been in heaven. They were in the grave. And when they come back from the grave, they go up and meet Yahweh in the air. And so shall they ever be with Yahweh. This is the first resurrection. These are the ones that they keep talking about, the rapture and all that stuff. No. There's no rapture. This is his second coming. And he, at the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, he speaks. And they come forth to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with Yahweh. Be not ignorant of these things, my brethren and sisters. Notice what it says in verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Amen. So blessed and holy, when Yeshua comes back, that he will raise you from the grave. Because you have tested, you have gone through the test. You died with him. You endured with him. You did go through the seals, the trumpets, and maybe died during those time frames. Wherever, but ye, your works do follow you. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests. Amen. Priests of Elohim and of the Messiah. And shall reign with him 1,000 years. So what is it talking about here? Who's blessed and holy? Blessed and holy is he who hath part in the first resurrection. For such have no death. Second death have no power over it. That's the lake of fire. They have no power over it. But they shall be priests of Elohim and of the Messiah, and shall reign with him 1,000. Oh my goodness. There we go again. We're just reigning. Having a good time, girl. Brother, nice time. Okay, so we'll go into the Old Testament, see how it ties in next week. We seem to have run out of time again. But don't worry, we have a series. We're taking our time through this. But we want you to be able to understand. We'll go through Zacharias again, 14. We'll read some other verses over there. We'd like to thank you for being part of our study. And if you want any of our literature, if you want to contact us, go to the website, www.peopleofcolornospacesthenumeric1.com. Again, that is www.peopleofcolornospacesthenumeric1.com. So may Yahweh bless you. May he keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you. May he give you peace of mind. May he let you see that there is no secret rapture. There is no rapture. That you can see that you will have to go through the seventh week of Daniel. Is that how they put it? That you will have to go through the time of trouble You will have to go through the beginning of sorrow. Because this is our test. How do you feel that you can get into the kingdom and you're supposed to be okay and you don't have to suffer for Yahweh? Come on, man. Come on, woman. You can't be serious. But we all have a price to pay. We all have to give up something. We all have to give up ourselves so that we might be able to serve Him. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May His wonderful grace pour upon you, and may He give you peace. And I say, amen. And praise Yahweh. Praise Him.